1025 WSGW with your morning team of Dave and Pat and Arch and Charlie and you, a little Mr. Touchdown USA. Always a fun to hear a little of that football sound as you're hearing it here in studio with Dave and Pat and Charlie. Art Lewis, you're hearing it in your home studio. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
I know that college football head coaches have lucrative contracts. I'm sure that Jim Harbaugh and Mel Tucker have some great contracts with great incentives, some which maybe we don't even know about.
They do, although Jim Harbaugh did have his salary decreased a little bit this past year.
Many would say deservedly so.
Yeah, that's right.
from $8 million to $7.9
million? Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Make a difference.
Yeah, exactly.
We know in the corporate world, too, of course, there are many CEOs that have contracts that we could only dream about with some of the incentives and such and special right. deals and things like that. Mississippi football coach Lane Kiffin. You heard about this. Last night, his team, the Rebels, beat Louisville 43-24.
All right.
Yeah. He wasn't there?
Nope. He's out because of COVID. But he will still receive his $100,000 bonus for beating a Power 5 non-conference football team.
Hey, there you go. Oh,
it's his policies that made it work. You know. got to look at it all angles.
Yes, and like I said, I'm sure it's his team. He coached them, but not there.
And where was he?
Probably holed up in quarantine.
Yeah. Texting.
Oh.
Yeah,
texting.
Coaching from quarantine.
Yeah, right.
I just find it. I thought that was funny. I'm looking for some place in the story here where he says, "So thankful was he for that he kicked a few bucks to his assistant coach's way for actually standing on the sidelines and pacing where he could not do."
Yeah, right.
Like I said, I know that these.
I know. Yeah, it's his program.
It right. also says here that he'll get $150,000 for each win against a Southeastern Conference opponent.
Well,
again,
may not happen
SEC,
often,
okay,
but yeah,
no, yeah. On top of whatever his base salary is.
Yeah, so, yeah, not bad. Not a bad deal.
I'm sure there's something in Harbaugh's contract.
Well, like I said.
Ohio State.
Well, I think he's automatically.
They can save the money right now.
I think he's automatically elected governor of Michigan.
If that happens.
You know, who's ever in the office has to.
By the way, Patrick.
Yes.
A bit of a scare at the U.S. Open for Mr. Djokovic yesterday.
For one set, yes.
Well, but that's still.
But it was a good set. No, it was a good match. Mr. Brooksby did give him a good match there for about a set and a half, two sets. So young kid, though, there's some promise there, 20-year-old American.
A lot of promise there, absolutely. Yeah.
But remember, who did Pat pick to win the U.S. Open?
That's true. I did not pick Novak Djokovic.
No. Who did you pick, Pat Johnson?
I think I picked Alexander Zverev.
He's still competing?
He's still there. Yes, he is.
And on the women's draw?
We'll talk about that maybe another time.
Yes, I thought so.